Welcome to The Light Show with Daniella Breen. Hello and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Daniella Breen and I am here today in our March episode of The Light Show. To stand with you, each of us holding our light together for freedom for all. This is a light workers or light holders' greatest strength. And today we're going to be talking about the strength of numbers, of many holding the light. Each individual holding their own light together and what this really means, how it really works. So that's going to be fun to dive into, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. But first I wanted to just give a bit more information about what we're doing here in general. So the Light Show, whereas in general with my work, I work very deeply in the cleaning up of distortion that was generated by darkness for so long. A condition that has resulted in and the enslavement of the human race. And that sounds funny because for many people, they feel like they have a free life. However, as you choose light and clear your form of distortion and make your way home, which is a conscious commitment and takes deep amount of effort, as you do that, you discover increasingly just how far from home you have been, just how different being a human being is as to how we have been living for so long. So for those who already are aware of this and are making their way home, that commitment is an easy one to make. For those who are unsure about this or disagree, they tend to think, well, I've worked through some major things. I've become very strong in myself. Don't tell me I'm not home, because I know that I am. And that's something, the truth is, that's something that you can only come into realizing as humanity continues to come home. Those who once thought their life was amazing in comparison to how it had been and how they see the world going, will start to relate to even greater possibilities for themselves. And that doesn't necessarily mean leaving relationships that are good or leaving lifestyles that are great. It means clearing distortion so that you can come into even greater conditions of these things. And yes, you may make changes, but it's all up to you. It is, at the very base of it, freedom. And so you don't lose anything. You only gain, only transform in wonderful ways. So that's the journey home. That's what the journey home is about. And this is one that humanity is on and is going to be on for some time, because it's very, it's a massive thing. It's a massive mess that we have been tangled into. And as much as it's popular to say it's our fault. It's actually not. We are not responsible for this mess. We are the ones required to clean it up if we want to be free, if we want to come home, but we are not responsible for the disaster that we are in. That's difficult for some, but it is the truth. And you discover that as you do the work, as you bear through the consciousness and work and uncover what's actually been occurring, you learn that we're not responsible for this mess, but we are required to clean it up. And it's not working in the world, person to person, doing the the protesting and the arguments and all of that is not the most powerful way to clean up. It is not the most powerful way to make this world our own. Where the real strength lies is in developing consciousness of your form, of the underlying conditions. Think of things like dark magic and the terrible things that have been presented there or been told to us in stories there. That dark magic is very, very real and much more prevalent in the world, or it has been much more prevalent in the world than understood. So this was all generated by external consciousness into our forms. This is my attempt to stay focused on light is not doing very well today, because what I want to do is share with those listening, with you all, what has been undertaken, and how we are leaving it. Okay, so going deeper into what's called the form, which is where these things are done, where these terrible things were done, and where good things are done also, is where the answers lie. We need to be able to and have the skill to go into that condition, that place called the form, and clean up the mess that has been made. It's not a quick journey, and we each must work on our own individual conditions of distortion, because they are massive and they go a long way. And as we do that, we build strength and skill in the ability to clear, and then are able to gather together in groups and make choices together. So it's not just about, it's about cleaning up the distortion, the mess that has been made, the terrible things that have been held in our form for us to experience. And on the reverse side, the creating new shapes in the form, conditions in the form, to create the world and the life experience that we choose. Okay, so if you imagine that your form is a block of clay, or is like a block of clay, then your intention, your visions, your ideas, your wonders of life and of great living and of decency and of beauty, as you hold those and intentionally press those, what you're doing is shaping your form, your choice into form, into your form. So it's like pressing, shaping, using tools and your hands to shape the clay. You're also doing that with your mind, with your heart, with your soul, with your beingness, your presence. You're impressing into your form what you choose when you hold. And holding means being steady with your choice, being clear and deep and thorough and present with your choice. When you hold that, you're actually holding it in your body, in your form. You can feel it, and it changes the shape of your form. It impresses what you choose in your form. Your form is plugged into the matrix. The matrix allows, brings it into the world and into living energy, into living condition. It generates the condition that you choose. So on one side, we are cleaning up. On the other side, we are holding for what we choose. Now, this takes practice and it takes conscious development. It takes strength that you may or may not know that you have, because living in the conditions of enslavement has really messed with us and has twisted our strength against us, so that many believe they don't have strength when they actually do. It's just that it's twisted away from them. The deeper and deeper clearing of your form of distortion generated by external consciousness is the way home, is the way into increasingly knowing your strength, your light, your ability. And that is the journey that we are on. And some of us work extremely deeply in that journey, in that work. I am 100% devoted to that journey of humanity and of supporting humanity home. That is the journey that we are on. And this, the light show, is what I have introduced, and it's been going for about 6 months now, I believe. And you'll hear me taking a sip of water every now and then. And this light show is a specifically focused, targeted show with the commitment of each of us holding our light. So when I talk about holding, what you choose, this is key to all of that. This is key to freedom. Light equals freedom. So as we are on each on this journey, in our own place, in the path from Z, which is the old distorted way, to A, which is home and whole and free, as we are on that journey, each in our own place, if we gather together once a month and each of us hold our light, our own unique light, then we will be developing the strength. You will be developing your strength in holding, developing your strength in holding the light. Our one commitment here, our one intention, our one agenda with this is that all beings are free. That's it. There's no political saying this person is wrong and they shouldn't be there, so let's oust him out because that will make us freer. That's not there. That's not what this is about. You know, there is no agenda other than all beings are free. And that includes yourself. So holding your own light as you continue to do it, as you continue to stand beside me and everyone else here, holding your unique light, you become stronger at it. And just by being here, you are, at the very least, if you are new to this, you are beginning to hold your light with us. You've probably been doing it on your own for a long time, or perhaps you haven't. Perhaps this is all news to you. However, today, here, now, you are holding your light to some degree or another. Even if it's just in the condition of hope, of interest, of putting your attention on this, you are holding your light. But as you continue to attend, as you continue to return, you become stronger and deeper and more present with your light in this work, in this gathering of light holders, a growing, developing gathering of light holders around the world, people who hold their light in strength. Now, I want to acknowledge those who are here who have been strong in holding their light for a long time or for some time, who have experience in this, who perhaps gather together in healing circles or work together in groups with the intention of clearing something. You are well-versed, well-experienced in holding your light, and I want to acknowledge you, and I want to thank you for bringing that strength here and for joining with us. Please keep sharing your strength. We appreciate it, because what happens when we stand together in this united fashion, in this united way, we are each holding our light. And I am one who has been doing this for decades, consciously doing this work. We are each of us holding our light. And those who are less experienced are standing in this common group, this united group, holding their light and experiencing through their form others' forms, because we now gather as the united group, that it's growing is fine. We now have a common form generating. And so everyone who is or feels inexperienced with holding the light, standing in this common form with those who are deeply experienced and advanced in holding their light, form educates, it shares. Common form shares amongst all, which means those who are new to this, those who are just figuring this out or just opening themselves up to this wonderful light work. Standing in the form and are a part of and being informed by their form is being educated, therefore their presence is held in the condition of more advanced work, which makes it so much easier for them to develop in their own way. Without sharing a word, this is happening. They are learning, they are developing. And if that's you, if you are one of those people, you are learning just by holding presence here, even if I didn't speak a word. But I will, otherwise it gets a bit difficult to stay focused. So this is the strength of what we have together. This is what we are. Before I go any further, I want to take you through an alignment of your light. And you can choose to engage in this to the depth that works for you. In other words, if you're already experienced and advanced in this work, you may not require this. You may have your own pathway or condition of holding light, and that is fine. But I will share this for those, for anyone who chooses to hold presence with this. So get comfortable and take a deep breath in and out. Your greatest gift is your own unique light. Light is not just about the light that we know, the sun in the sky, turning on a light switch, seeing, being able to see thanks to light. Light is so much more. It is interest. It is creativity. It is strength. It is love. It is wonder, curiosity, expansion, enjoy. Community, connectedness, it is freedom, it is solitary time in peace and creativity and advancement, it is learning. It is knowing. It is developing. It is adventure. Light is many things. And light is what God chooses. What God holds for. Your light, your own unique light, your gift from God, comes to you via your soul, your relationship with your soul. can be deep and wonderful. And strong. The easiest way to access your light is through your heart. Although as you develop your relationship with your soul, it becomes a wholeness in you that expands beyond the heart alone. There is a balance in knowing all of you through your soul, through your light, in alignment with your light. There is a strength and wholeness in knowing all that you are and aligning all that you are in light. And that develops over time. So your heart is the most common pathway to holding, to being present with your light. And so let us open that door. If it's not already open with you and you're not already present with your light, turn your attention to your heart. And I am speaking of your physical heart, and I'm also speaking of your heart chakra. There are many pathways of the heart, many aspects to the heart. It is an extraordinary and amazing thing, form, condition. Now, you can use your imagination however you work with this. I hope you enjoy it and it brings you deeper into your light. In the center of your heart is the most beautiful, streaming star of light. A light burst or a sunburst, streaming rays of light going out from a central point in all directions. Either you see it naturally or you use your imagination to help you get there. That's fine because you're aligning with it and that takes development. Open yourself to this streaming light. Because this is the sacred truth of you. Everything that you love about yourself, your creativity, your voice, your writing, your artistic ability, your dancing, your creative expression, your freedom. Your being with your children, everything comes from this light and is strengthened by this light. It is the truth of you, the sacred truth of you. immerse yourself in it. Allow it to soak into you. Enjoy it. It strengthens you. It deepens your freedom. You have so many possibilities, so many more than you actually know exist right now. So many ways that humanity isn't currently relating to. But as we come home, the doors will open again. And we will remember what we once knew so well. And then move beyond. Feel that light. And as it floods you, your form, as it floods you, and you flood it, this is an alignment, a strengthening. As this occurs, you are aligning in strength. You are developing your strength in holding. As you feel it, and you choose it, and you think and feel, I want this and more of this forever. This is wonderful. You are in that moment choosing light, and you are in that moment holding with your light, holding your light. Do you feel it? Right now, it feels wonderful. It feels almost like a drug. It feels like a high. But it becomes so much beyond that. If your mind is not used to experiencing this, it gets ungrounded a bit. It sort of spins. It's like being on a fun ride at a fair. But eventually what happens is, as you gradually work with this and deepen your presence with it, what happens is you start to ground with it, and you start to become more present and conscious with it. And so it increasingly comes into everything that you do, especially when you consciously allow it to, especially when you consciously decide that you choose light in this act, you choose light in this thought. It is your light. It is not external control. This is what is so wonderful about light. Where darkness was about enslavement, light is about freedom. Light allows you, it enables you to make choices and expand in ways that is difficult to comprehend right now, but most certainly in the ways that you know of, that you love, in your artwork, in your music, in being around creativity, enjoying creativity, in your healing work, in your parenting, in your enjoying your relationships. holding the light, which is what you're doing right now, bans the way you do it, takes it beyond what can be imagined, deepens you, and there is infinite depth. If you are here, I know you love depth, depth of consciousness, depth of presence, beyondness. And it allows, it enables, it provides infinite depth in an infinite, not just down one pathway, but in constantly different pathways in all different directions. You choose where you take this. You choose where you explore. You walk through new boundaries, beyond into new conditions of beauty, of love, of wonder, of color, of tone. You expand your presence of mind and heart in all directions, however you choose, what you love doing, and as many ways as you love doing. Do you feel it? This is your light. This is your light. Go deeper. It's yours. And what I mean by that is nobody's governing this. Nobody has authority over you with this. It is entirely your choice, your freedom. And it becomes something that you bring into the world and into your life. In every moment, in every day. Develops you as you choose it to. And you always have to choose it. Because that is the whole intention of this universe, is that it sits with a foundation of free will. And light is the foundation of that free will choice. And so, therefore, it must be your choice. You must seek it out. You must claim it. And you must claim it in each way that you operate with it. Developing your strength, developing your consciousness, developing your creative expression and your joyful relationships, your joyful experiences. Each of your intentions, whether it's about your life design, in every single way, or then going beyond that to creating and expanding in whatever ways you choose. Gifts of love, gifts of light. You can do this. Imagine creating gifts of light, of your own expression. What a wonder. This is the journey that you choose as you choose light. And you develop and deepen your ability to live light. In strength, they are one and the same. Now I am holding I am holding that you are deeply immersed in your own light right now, each of you, and holding. And I'm going to shift attention, carrying that alignment. I'm going to shift attention to the harmony of many, the focus of this episode, which is very simply that us standing together side by side, in numbers we grow, and also in strength of holding light we grow. We each grow, even the experienced ones, even the advanced ones, as they continue, as you each continue to come home and become stronger, your holding comes from an increasingly stronger home foundation. And yet you remain a part of, belonging with, the human race, and therefore the common form of the human race has this gathering, growing group of individuals standing together, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, holding, each holding their own unique light strength, just that holding the light. If we had zero agenda whatsoever, and we really do, that is transformative for the human race. But at the same time, if we hold that all beings are free, then that doubles what we are holding in the form that we are generating, the common group form that we are generating together in the human race. Remember, we're not isolated. We have this form that we are each standing together side by side in. Okay? Each individual has their own unique form, that which we can make impressions upon, hold for our choices, and generate them in the world. As we gather together and stand together in this group, in this circle, in this gathering, holding our own light side by side, we have such strong commonalities in a united choice, even though our own ideas of what that choice means are going to vary depending on our experience, on our knowledge, on our own personal journey. We are going to have variations of what it means to hold light, hold your light, and what it means for all beings to be free. But our hearts, our light, our souls, our minds are united with a commonality if you imagine the strength of that being held in humanity. Because as I said, we are not separated from humanity. We are within humanity. Therefore, we have our strong, growing, developing form of light holding, the human race is, to varying degrees, experiencing this. This becomes available to them, and as they choose their own light as part of their journey, as they relate ever deeply to their soul, they have available to them this ready standing group of consciousness of holding their own light, of freedom for all. So in the same way that, as I mentioned earlier, those with great experience that are here gathered on this call, those with great experience holding in their unique and deep way, are educating those who are new to this, that consciousness, that experience, that knowledge, skill, that generous healing heart is being shared with those who are not so experienced, and making it supporting those inexperienced individuals, light holders, and I honor you for being here. You are learning in all these depths of ways that you may not be consciously aware of, but you will develop in this circle. In that same way, the very fact that here we are, a circle, a growing, developing circle of beings, of people holding our light together, is educating humanity, or making that available, like a massive range of staircases in so many different ways and availabilities of holding light, of developing strength. And this is the wonder of the harmony of many, because it is in growing numbers that it becomes a stronger voice, a stronger set of tones and harmonics and colors and images and impressions in form for the rest of humanity. Also, the fact that there are so many, each individual has their own journey with this, has their own impressions with this, has their own consciousness with this. And so with that range, and it is a growing range, and it is a range of people who are on the journey home, which means each individual is transforming as they go, and therefore the impressions are transforming and developing into pathways home. As that all happens, you've got this extraordinary range of harmonics of individual journeys. And in addition to that extraordinary range, you also have the fact that your light is unique to you, and her light is unique to her, and his light is unique to him. And all of that growing, gathering, united force of many, many, many individual lights, strong, extraordinary light, creates a harmonic impression in the combined human form that has not been known for a very long time, perhaps ever. And it is a living, active thing. So it continues to grow, it continues to develop, it continues to strengthen. And if you've looked, it is extraordinarily beautiful. If you've listened or felt, you can feel it, you can see it. This is what we're here for, everyone. This is what we're doing right now. Could there be any more important thing that we can be doing in this journey home? There are equally important things that also must be done, are critical to focus on and work on individually and in gatherings. But this light show, this light gathering, this light holding builds you and builds us and builds humanity and changes the world in a way that can't be built, beat. All I ask of you is that once a month you gather here with me. And if you want to go deeper, and I encourage you to go deeper, there are previous recordings of the show available, previous episodes available for you to listen to and participate in and deepen your consciousness and your strength and your presence. I invite you to participate in that work. I will tell you that meeting once a month is enough to be developing this extraordinary gathering in humanity, this extraordinary form that we are generating of light. However, the more you listen to these episodes and do the work, you will be participating in the same circle as you listen into the other episodes and do that, hold that presence, hold your presence with that. We are getting stronger, we are going deeper, and we are going to be transforming this world. It's already happening. Can you feel it? Can you feel your light? Turn your attention to your light again, just in case you've been distracted. It doesn't matter, you're still holding light. As long as you're holding presence in this, you're holding light. You're holding your own light. But turning your attention to it takes you deeper with it. And why shouldn't you? It's extraordinary and it's joyful and it's yours. You have the right to it. It is the path of freedom. It's amazing. If you have the capacity, the willingness, or even the curiosity, tune in as you listen to these recordings. Tune in to our beautiful developing form of light. I have described it as a great mandala of many colors and tones, harmonics, absolutely beautiful. And it is the truth of you. This is what's wonderful. That it is the truth of you. That it is your tones combined with our tones that make this so beautiful. Come and visit me on Facebook. Let me know how you're going with this. Let me know if you have questions. I'm going to leave it there because I'm getting a recording and I don't know if you can hear it, but you should be able to. Have a beautiful day. This is Daniela Breen, and thank you for joining me on The Light Show.